Many people around the world probably remember how devastating life was in parts of Ethiopia during the 1984 drought. Duke biology professor Mary Eubanks remembers.
That was heartbreaking to me personally, and I think at that point in time, I just made a personal commitment. If I was ever able to help, I wanted to help.
In Ethiopia, 7 million people are threatened by starvation. Thousands have already died. The famine caused by drought.
Eubanks soon successfully crossed two wild relatives of maize. Now the hybrid is used in a new variety of corn that is resistant to drought, floods, and insects. Today the seeds are being grown in Africa, but not in Ethiopia, in South Sudan. Akink Koch is the South Sudanese ambassador to the United States.
It is even better. It tastes better. It is much more nutritious than the maize we normally eat, and nobody has ever complained.
Koch visited Duke University this week for a symposium on food security in Africa. He also got the chance to visit the greenhouse, the Phytotron facility, where the corn is grown and tested. Koch says more than 50% of the South Sudanese don't have enough food to sustain themselves. Duke Divinity School professor Ellen Davis helped get the maize seeds to Rink, South Sudan, where they're being grown at the Rink Theological College.
They don't separate their religious life from their social life, from their material life, from their economic life. All of those things are part of one package of living wisely and faithfully or not.
Ambassador Koch.
Food security is not an issue of a family. It is not an issue of a community in South Sudan. It concerns all of us. It concerns humanity. So we can work together for the benefit of all. Thank you very much.
Koch says there's already talk of expanding the maize project to nearby communities. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.